We're just going to start recording.
Like a vagina.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Hello there.
Oh.
How you doing?
What's up?
What up?
Yo, dogs.
Hey, man.
Other assorted mammals.
Welcome to the show.
Bitches? Kitties.
There we go. Welcome to the show, kitties.
Welcome
and
to
not
the
like
show.
K-I-D-D-Y-S.
Kitties.
K-I-T-T-Y-S. He's turning. He's using his car.
That's fine.
He's turning the streets.
He's just kind of everywhere, though.
So,
I mean, he's sort of like
I was going to have
like
Kendrick discuss the craziest roommates we've ever had, because that's always interesting stuff, but he's too scared and doesn't want to
get
in trouble.
I don't want to get in trouble with my current roommates.
Well, to be fair, though, when I asked him the question pre-show, he did not say his current roommates were the worst roommates he ever had. So, you know, just take that.
You said worst and craziest. Those are
well,
different.
I didn't want to say that on the show, but
those
no.
Those are all different things.
Okay.
Those are all different things.
I assume that they're similar, because I assume that the worst roommate you ever had was probably the craziest roommate you ever had. Because of reasons.
I don't know why you would assume that.
Well, because, you mean, like, usually what would happen was, whoa, magical.
Yeah.
Is that a rear view? That's a dash cam.
Dash cam.
Cool.
I don't know why it doesn't turn
now,
on the car,
now
though.
You guys, can we just record through that?
I haven't tried the audio on it. I bet you it's garbage, though.
Okay.
But that would be funny to have the associated. We'll have associated videos now. If there's relevant video of the happenings.
He won't go off and edit off his dash cam, because we already decided we're not editing.
I could at least pull something.
Well, the reason I assume that crazy is the worst is because crazy ones typically do things that make you not feel comfortable living with them, which makes it a very bad experience. And that bad experience of, like, not being able to trust your roommates is different than somebody doing something that's annoying, in my opinion.
Well, I mean, I had some roommates when I was living in Edinburgh that were mostly American.
Yeah.
Which was weird, because we were all in
Scotland,
like, so we ended up...
Most of the roommates were American, or they were, like, 90% American?
All of them but one were from the United States.
Got it.
And the one that wasn't from the United States was from Mexico.
Okay.
And they probably did the most annoying roommate thing that I've ever seen in my entire life. This is the guy who pulled out in front of us.
Which is it? Wow. Magic. How does magic work?
And he went the wrong way.
Okay. What did they do? Hey,
so,
the little baby carriage is gone.
Thank God.
Just part of it
okay.
is.
Oh, that went from better to worse. What these delightful individuals did, and this is 10 years ago now, so it's been a little bit of time here. We all lived in a very cramped apartment. Man, this guy's really bad at figuring out how roads work.
Just gonna keep seeing them all day.
I gotta hope not, because that'd be weird. Anywho, we lived in these tiny little rooms that were basically long closets, all connected to a central hallway, which was never well enough lit, and then to one bathroom that we all shared, one shower we all shared.
It's a dark hallway to one bathroom.
And then there's five of us in this apartment.
Okay.
And, or flat, if you will.
Yeah, say the words.
Flat. It was a basement flat.
Most basements are.
The don'ts. Yeah.
Morning
and,
jokes.
And then we had the little kitchen. And they were good times. The Mexican guy would make salsa, which sounds terrible, but it was actually really good. He made salsa. No, he actually was really good at it. It was different than I normally used to have, but he was from Monterey, so it was his regional preference.
Interesting.
He was from a very wealthy family in Monterey, so he's an odd character. His English was probably better than mine.
Which is saying something.
Yeah, like he used to work at a call center for a Dish Network.
So the reason you didn't like these roommates is because his English was better than yours?
Because I hate Mexicans. No.
Well,
I got a gold mine of stories about these guys. I mean, I lived there for 6 months. Well,
you
so
said the most annoying thing that he
The most annoying thing that they ever did was when they all moved out.
Yes.
They cut the taxi. They caught a taxi at like 2 or 3 in the morning or something like that to get to the airport on time. And they left. There was all the food left in the fridge, so they cooked all of it up that they wanted to eat. And then they just left it, whatever they didn't eat. They left the oven on. They left pans of stuff everywhere. I think they left something in the oven. They just walked away from it all.
They must either have been late or like, fuck it. Like,
I was the last one in the apartment in the end, because I had some stuff I needed to do in town, so they were all leaving before I was.
You had to clean all this shit up?
I did clean all that shit up.
Oh, that is terrible.
Yeah.
I've been in situations like that before, and I was not happy.
So the way I not resolved happy. That was I lost my key to the room,
mm-hmm.
And had to get let in by the whatever dude it was that had the keys. But I lost it on a beach in the Hebrides somewhere, somewhere. So, like, it's gone. That key is gone, right? The key's probably still there, right?
It's so gone, it's still there.
And it's a 50-pound fee if you don't return your key.
Mm-hmm.
So I just nicked one of theirs. Because they had them all, little, like, folded up with their name on and everything. So I opened the envelope, took his out, and then put it in mine.
Boom, mic dropped.
So
dude.
I just stuck it to one of those guys. The fuckers left me with the cleaning bill, so they got the 50 euro or 50-pound fine. If they ever found them, I don't even know.
So when you were living in Edinburgh with these individuals, you say that there's lots of stories.
Yeah.
Is there? So I don't know how I'm going to transition this. So pardon this horrible, horrible like segue, and not the cool technological scooter, but there's many places that you went to for food that you didn't really like your roommates to go with you to, like where you were like, this is my place. I just want to go here. And this
never
is
really place. Interacted. We interacted, but okay. During the day we didn't see each other much.
Okay.
There are lots of interesting, strange food places that I found out there. Several of which, no, I don't think there are any that I was like ashamed of.
Not or, ashamed necessarily. Just like, a place that, like, because I don't know, this is one of the things that I find interesting about me as opposed to other people, is I do enjoy doing things by myself. Like, I will go to a movie by myself and thoroughly enjoy it. I will go eat by myself and not have to have anybody around to go do stuff like that. Like, I can go do these typically social activities by alone, and people will be like, that's so weird, why would you do that? And I'm like, I don't know, I just like watching movies. Or like, I don't know, I just wanted to go get a cheeseburger and I didn't really want anybody around. Like, I'm not sure.
I did everything alone.
Okay. So that's kind of like that. That's that.
So I was actually probably further into that because it took me a while to find people that I really liked. And then for the most part, all of our schedules didn't really mix.
Okay.
So the only thing, the stuff we did together was go to bars and pubs and clubs and shit.
Okay.
That's just a terrible experience right there. So,
going to bars and pubs and
clubs mostly. Bars,
yeah. Are right. I went to one club when I was in Germany when we went for like our high school thing, and it was all right. I mean, it's what it is. It's not like anything to write home about, in my opinion. But
no, these were terrible clubs too. There's there's like 700 pubs and clubs in Edinburgh. 700 and some. Like you went to two. If you went to two a night, it'd take you a year to get through all of them.
Damn. That's math right there, kids.
That ladies and men,
literally did
math.
Well, the reason I was asking about food is because I wanted to transition into talking about our favorite food places to eat in Colorado.
Well done.
And I don't know if that was a good transition, so...
That was good enough for me.
Everybody on the other end of this,
I'm looking forward
just make sure
to... later and be like, what the fuck are we going on about? What am I going to call this one?
I can...
Okay, also, hold on. Truck guy's behind me right now.
Is he? Oh, my God. Okay, so he is following
us.
We made Jim dip back into roommates. I've never had any really, really bad roommates. The ones I've had is like, everybody's different, right? Let's disrupt this conversation about roommates.
Sure.
Everybody's a little different, but nobody has been so bad that I was like, I'm sorry, that's not true. I just remembered something. It was similar to what you said, though, but it was like an everyday thing. Like, where someone would cook food and like leave it on the counter. And I'm like, you can just put this in the trash can. Like, you don't have to let it sit out here and smell bad. And we're already in like a on-campus apartment.
Yeah.
So, like, you don't need to make it worse than it is. Like, there's already a small cramped space. We're on the third floor, so I know it's hard to take trash out. But, like, don't leave your, like, half-eaten whole chicken on the stovetop. Like, that's not something that you need to do right now. I know that there's a lot... And, like, the whole idea of not doing laundry regularly kind of frustrates me because it makes... When you don't clean your... This is a fact for everybody. When you don't do laundry, like, soon enough, all those farts and things that you've been doing all the time and all those gross things that you don't notice that pile up start to make you smell bad. And it's not necessarily you that smells bad. It's those clothes you're wearing. So just FYI, like, you know, do your laundry regularly. It's really not that hard to do. Like, if you really don't care at all, don't worry about the colors and like the colors, whites.
Really,
thing
don't wear dirty clothes.
Yeah, I mean that too. But like, it, even then, like I've noticed, if you've washed your clothes a few times, you don't have to worry about the color blade out anymore.
No,
that's
I mean,
a new
in general,
clothes thing. So like, just throw all of your clothes into one thing, throw them in the dryer, put them in the pile again.
But
that's all you need.
It sounds to me like he was retrieving clothes from the dirty clothes.
Oh yeah,
and rewearing them.
Yeah, and that's something that's typical between nerdy like people. I haven't found out.
It's a lot of it's a standard bachelor thing too.
That's fair.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's
you will start to smell bad and people will ridicule you.
And like you will then be ostracized.
The magic kids who, like, there's this huge stigma going to magic tournaments where whenever there's a big, big magic tournament, Magic the Gathering is what I'm talking about, they always make fun of people smelling bad because people are those people that will not do this kind of personal hygiene. And it's one of those big, like, kind of like inside jokes. That's not really an inside joke where everyone's like, make sure you shower before a convention.
We're not kidding.
Yeah, but this isn't a game. Like, if you smell bad, we're gonna... There's like actually people who smelled so bad that they've gotten like DQ'd from games. Where it's like, you are putting off everybody around you. You need to go take a shower or you're
and this is magic players. Like, they're not exactly the most demanding crowd.
It's like people who smell half as bad as the person who's smelling this bad are telling them that they need to go home and take a shower.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so now that we've... The roommate thing is cool. Like, most of the time, roommates are great.
A roommate who stored things in the oven.
In the oven? Like, what do these store?
Snacks that they were, like, unfinished things. Like, a thing of chips. Like, a bowl of chips or popcorn.
Was it to get you to...
She would put in the oven because there was no counter space left.
Mm.
So then every time... That's where I learned the weird trick of every time I turn the oven on, I look inside first because I might have ruined a few bowls.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Like... I would never have... I've never lived with anybody that's done that.
It would never occur to me to do something like that.
Yeah. There you go. That's weird. Like, as I do certain stuff around some of roommates that, like... Where I'm like, I'm not sure if I need to, like, mark this to know that, like, I don't... Because most of my roommates, we've shared groceries. So, like, we never really, like, buy our own groceries. We kind of just go together and pay for half and whatever's in the house is in the house. But I'm a fat kid. So sometimes I want it. Yeah. I don't need the food. I want the food. And I'm like... Okay, all of this stuff's fair game, but this one thing is something I don't want you to eat. And I will, like, it's weird. I will outwardly tell people that. Like, okay, I know we just bought groceries together, but if you touch these fucking chips, we are professionally done.
I'm gonna cut you. Until I can't cut you no more.
So, and it depends on how, like...
And that sounds like standard roommate stuff. Like, okay.
Which isn't that bad, like, so...
It's,
we almost need people like it, so on. And at halfway point of this conversation, if you have any crazy roommate stories, let us know, and we'll call you and let you tell your roommate story.
Yeah.
And sit sock. Okay.
Call in.
Not right now, obviously, because this is like 4 months out.
But. Still be weird if it did.
Okay, so I want to do a quick talk about food, and maybe we can actually. Why don't we just save it for next time?
It's up to you, man.
I'm like.
I don't know. How about part one?
Part one.
We don't ever have to have part two. Part one can be the part.
Is it weird that we're starting at halfway between an episode, though? Or should we just keep talking about roommate stuff?
Well, I mean, what else is there? Because the problem is a lot of our roommates are still around, and it's... I don't know.
Some of them aren't.
Yeah, no, the one I killed. Sorry,
Jimmy. You don't have to apologize to him. He's dead. It doesn't matter.
It's true.
His family doesn't even. So what about, like, because I know sometimes, so one of the things that I always found interesting was the lack, even between friends, I still find the need for something like a lease, right? So if you're subletting or you're doing anything like that, making sure that there's paperwork in place for those just sad situations and how people view that as like a prenup, you know, where it's like, if you put paperwork on it, we're no longer friends, right? Because you don't trust me. And it's like, it's not that, it's just... I guess it is that. Is it that?
Well, I think that having been burned a few times by gentlemen's agreements, especially in roommate situations like that, it probably is wise to have the paperwork in place.
Yeah.
But I would say that the downside is if you ever have to invoke the paperwork, things have already gone too far, right?
Like, but that's like, that's the reason that you have the paperwork.
Yeah.
It's because when things
go
too far.
When your friendship ends.
Yeah.
And this, like, is how you're going to legally resolve it.
Exactly. And I think the idea that you shouldn't have it because you trust each other is they're not, like, They're not mutually exclusive ideas. Right. Or they are mutually exclusive ideas. You can trust someone and have paperwork in place.
So they're not mutually exclusive.
So they are not?
Are
they
not.
Aren't.
Ain't not.
Okay. So they're mutually exclusive. They are mutually exclusive.
They're
not. In this instance, I'm not sure which one is which. Because I've talked now too long to understand my own words. Okay, it's like when you say fork too many times and you kind of like, fork?
Fork.
Or like, why fork? Is there two O's in spoon again? Oh, wait, that's the zoo sound. Spoon, zoo,
fork.
Okay. Don't do it. Don't do it. You're going to be typing fork all day.
Fuck.
No, you just said fuck. You're good.
Oh. Like those aren't supposed to be.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, oh, yay, we can still maintain it. I like the idea of paperwork. And I mean, even in some senses, like when, yeah, I've never had friendships end.
Like, I've lost contact with people. I've had.
Because of living situation?
No, just in general. Oh, okay. Or like, you know, people drift away and. Or people get fucking really angry. That is not how that window works, sir.
It is now.
Yeah. Okay, so red truck is still behind us. He's a little ways up there. I'm a little scared.
Well, do you have your gun in your car?
I do not.
Well, that's fortunate for you.
Yeah. And one of us will live then. So, yeah. Read me out over there, buddy. Anywho, so I don't know, I think it would make sense. It makes sense to do that. I guess I wished I had more stuff in paperwork for some of those things, but so far in my life, it hasn't really been a huge problem, so.
Yeah, I mean, I've never had that situation come back and bite me. There's times when I wish I was like, you're like covering like small stuff, like, God damn it, I wish I would have said that earlier we could have signed something to say you take your shit when you leave and I don't have to deal with it, but like. The moving out thing is really interesting, especially when people aren't moving out at the same time, right? Because
yes,
if you are in a lease or on a renting agreement or whatever you're doing to live in your place you're living in, and you have someone who's on that as well, aka a roommate, that's what I'm talking about.
A co-signer,
that works too. And they leave before you, you technically, unless you, I don't know how it works actually, but with the ones I'm on, if they leave before you, they check out at different times, so they don't have to check out the whole apartment, right? They would just check out, like, their room and their bathroom, or the things that they can actually, the non-shared spaces, which means that if nobody moves in, you're now responsible for all their shit in the shared spaces.
Yes.
Which is kind of frustrating sometimes.
It's my understanding from most of those leases that they don't necessarily delineate
shared spaces.
Shared
well, how do they check out if someone moves out beforehand?
I don't think you can.
Okay.
I think that's a courtesy more than anything, because from a legal standpoint, you're both jointly responsible for all of the things.
Okay, so then the idea would be that
to quit the lease, you'd have to actually remove, unless there's a provision in the lease for this, as far as I understand it, you'd have to remove them from the lease and get a new lease that just has you.
Yeah, okay.
Which, for the short amount of time, is usually not worth the trouble.
Yeah. I guess though I'm all jaded. I'm not jaded. I'm all affected too by the fact that I've had the lease that my parents have put together. So yeah. Like it's a lot more
probably
malleable.
Probably has a section in there that's just fell into blank. It's like whiteboard. Rewrite it at their leisure.
Yeah.
And you have to call your mother at least twice in a month.
Damn.
Add that in after the fact. Fucking sound a whiteboard lease.
Whiteboard lease. I bet that's the end of kind of thing. We totally invented the lease.
Hey, whiteboard lease. The illegalist of documents.
The changiest of documents.
Okay. Looks like Red Truck Guy's gone.
That's what he wants you to think.
It is.
He's over there.
Oh, no! Car.
Just like jumps over the road. That was kind of weird that that car was like doing backwards stuff. It's like, that's what I would do if I was going to kill someone. Like, if I was like, I gotta make it look like I'm not following them. I gotta go backwards and around, and they're gonna get frustrated with me, but they're not gonna really see my face. And then, boom, gun in your face. You're done.
Turns out this motorcycle was Truck Guy all along.
That today you didn't hear the Kirk Chaps of Balls energy drinks.
Highball.
Or Highball, it doesn't matter.
Balls is a different one.
I know, they're all the same.
No, they're not.
You didn't hear the Kirk Snap of Testicles energy drink. High Testicles.
High Testicles.
It's high testicle.
I don't think that that's the marketing thing they want to go for.
That's because they didn't sponsor us. I was going to say that. Because they did not sponsor us.
It got down highball.
So Kendrick had to, you know, has to buy him, and he does not pay for that shit.
I'm broke.
Yeah. He's broke in the head because he hasn't bought more highball, high testicles.
A lot better than lowball, I guess.
Yeah, I wonder if, like, that was, like, the energy drink that they're like, It's like their sleeping energy drink.
Yeah.
You want to sleep better at night? Drink some Lowball. So I've always, like, a highball is a...
Cocktail.
What is in a highball?
Well, a highball is a cocktail glass.
Oh, okay, that's
I don't remember if there's a... I think there's a highball that...
What does the highball glass look like?
It's a tall, narrow glass.
Oh, I think I remember those now. I have some of those in my house.
Yeah. Lowball glass is a short, squat one.
But they are bigger. They're, like, they have a bigger radius.
Diameter, yeah.
That, too.
No, just the one, not the other.
Just the diameter is larger, not the radius. What kind of fucking eldritch circle is this?
Some kind of Taurus thing? I don't know.
Those are geometry jokes. Geometry and Lovecraft jokes that we're going into now.
Lovecraftian geometry jokes. Put that one on the list. That one's coming up.
So, on Wednesday, they didn't have breakfast at work.
Which was an atrocity.
Everybody was, like, out of sorts. It really showed that...
We are two meals away from chaos.
We are two meals away from chaos at work. And we, like, this is kind of funny because it's, like, everybody who's new to that company is like, holy shit, you guys get food, like, every day?
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, you're like, what the fuck? There's no food coming in?
Oh, I didn't get my breakfast. What am I going to do? Eat the other breakfast that's available in the fridge between the yogurts and the protein bars or the Eggos or the... Or the cereal.
I found myself a delicious alternative breakfast there.
I snagged a cold piece of pizza from Monday.
Mm. I cooked two Eggos and I put strawberry cream cheese between them.
There you go. This is like an outrage.
It's like a mega.
I had to cook my own free breakfast.
Or like even people when it's like, oh my God, I can't believe this is 30 minutes late. Like you're like, I don't know. I say it too. In my head, I'm like fucking... breakfast shit. It's because you're relying on like something and it doesn't come through and you're like, shit, I should have bought food before.
Breakfast is a thing where like if it wasn't there, I'd get it on the way in like I used to.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm already in, which is where I'm glad someone went and got sandwiches.
Oh man.
But by then
I'd never had Chick-fil-A chicken biscuits before, but
please
Jesus,
give us money. Yeah, they're good.
Mother of God.
See why I threw that into the chat even though I already ate like
yeah.
Because they're good shit. They're good shit. They're biscuits, man. They're kind of crumbly, but they're good.
Yeah, I thought they were appropriately crumbly. They weren't like... There's some fast food biscuits are like... You bite it and the whole biscuit falls apart because it's too dry.
Yeah.
But these ones were like buttery. That kept them together.
Yeah.
The key to a good biscuit is making it like Popeye's biscuits where that...
I think Truck Guy's back there again.
Son of a bitch. He is back there!
Dude. That's that same
truck.
So this
may be
lights off.
The last episode of Sid Sock that
we're
you guys ever hear.
We're dead.
You'll find this on
we're
Kendrick's
dead.
Phone
we're dead.
Later after.
In a box.
Like,
somewhere.
Yeah. Like, after you're going to, like, go to the funeral and then you'll get shipped a box from somewhere. It's not going to know say where from. It's just going to have a bunch of weird stamps you've never seen before. And you're going to open it up and it's just Kendrick's phone and already playing is the last episode of Sid Sock where we get murdered. Boom.
I don't know where to go, right? Like
that'd be interesting.
It's an awesome thing. Why is it my funeral? What about you?
No, this is after our funerals that will happen. Like, and you're the one that gets the fucking bonus here. It's your phone that they're gonna get sent. My phone's just sitting here with a bunch of fucking games
it's
on it. Like,
it's gonna be talked on eBay by the killer.
Yeah, not even. It's probably just he's gonna use it as like some kind of
sex toy.
Yeah. Well, I like that you knew exactly where I was going, but
I know you, Kyle.
I was gonna say some kind of butt plug, but it
well,
doesn't really.
You know,
it won't plug a butt. It will pancake a butt.
Your cadence shift led me to believe you're going somewhere terrible with it. So the insinuation was sex toy.
Sex toy was something.
I don't know what. I don't know what else you could use it for that would be bad.
Yeah, murder weapon. Not really that bad. Sex toy. Hell yes. I guess we could talk for 10 minutes about the killing joke.
Sure. Yeah. We can do that. Let's do that.
What'd you think about that?
I liked
that
a lot.
Preface, The Killing Joke is a comic.
It's an old comic, story of which wasn't significantly changed.
What? Like, the second half wasn't?
It wasn't significantly changed. There were some tweaks, but they weren't significantly different, so I don't think there's like...
It was written by Alan Moore. It's a weird one because it's like... I don't know why. I'm not 100%. I need to read the comic because I'm not 100% sure why people are like, the Killing Joke is the best thing I've ever written. Like that. Like fanboying over it.
Okay.
Because I'm not sure that that was the best Batman story I've ever read, to be quite frank.
I don't know.
Or ever seen.
I'm only vaguely familiar with it. I think it's mostly that we have a definitive canon Joker origin story that makes people so...
Well, that is that. I thought that it was the same thing.
That's what I mean. That's what makes them so excited.
Because
we actually have a canonical Joker origin story.
Yeah, I guess, and that's probably a point of contention amongst Batman fans, too, is like... Some people are probably like, I never wanted to know it. I didn't need to know it. It was kind of cool as the mysterious guy. And other people are like, I have to know everything about every person. I need to know Victor Freeze's DNA type or like blood type, you know? DNA type would be the same as every other human, I imagine.
Human. Well, like, so I would say the reason that I was excited about the movie was Mark Hamill and I.
Yeah, that was cool too. That was actually Kevin Conroy.
Kevin Conroy.
I watched the 3-hour extended edition of Batman vs. Superman last night.
Oh, yeah, I heard that sucked substantially less.
Oh, I don't know. Watching it again, I actually kind of enjoyed it more, but I don't know if it was because it was the extended edition or not. I
heard that it made a lot more sense, like a lot more sense.
Some of the stuff, like, they didn't really add anything to the Martha thing, right? They didn't really
change. That was unresolvable.
Well, I thought it was less stupid the second time I saw it, too. I don't know. The part doesn't bother me nearly as much, but they, like, did a lot of stuff in the beginning that, like, with along with, like, him going to Africa, that made it, like, they made it seem like they were framing Superman a lot more than they did. Like, they did specific things to the, like, location to make it look like Superman did stuff.
Mm.
And you're like, oh, man, like, Superman just totally terrorized this village, right? Just because, like, Lois was there.
Right.
And that's what they made it look like. So it made that, like, a little more sense. And there was other stuff in there that was just kind of fleshing out that story of, like, trying to have Lois investigate what's happening with,
right.
like, with the bullet and all that stuff that made it just, like,
a little stronger. Yeah, because a lot of that stuff was like, why? What about the bullet? What happened to the bullet? Bullet's gone.
And they made that kind of sub-story they made it a thicker sub-story or, like, a less pointless one? More substantial, like, yeah. part of the plot, right?
I still say that the Martha thing would have been resolved if he had just said his mom instead of the word Martha. And if it wasn't about the fucking name, just that he had a mom. That would have been...
And I didn't really realize this the first time, but, like, he... So the way that he gets pushed over the edge, Batman, was something along the lines of the guy who blows his chair up says something... Or was kind of framed by Luther, but they don't know that right away because he's right. sending all these checks back, right?
Yeah.
But, like... One of the last ones says, you let your family die. And I'm pretty sure we're supposed to think that Batman's psychologically unstable at this moment. Because he's been through so much shit, deactivated lasers with his dick.
Yeah.
Like that, these are the things that Lex Luthor's doing to push him over the edge, right? Yeah. That's why it makes more sense when he's like, I tried to give the bat a chance. But like he was already... like slowly starting to understand, and then there they did more stuff with Alfred, where Alfred keeps constantly pushing against Bruce Wayne's like Bruce Wayne is like, I have to fucking murder Superman and I have to figure this shit out before stuff goes bad. And Alfred's constantly like, you don't need to do this, like pushing back, and they did more of that, the scenes that's where good. Alfred's pushing back on Superman.
That'd be good because on Bruce Wayne. I still don't like, I mean that's good because one thing they didn't like was this weird Batman single-mindedness to murder Superman, which was just...
But I don't know if there's anything in this movie that makes me do that. I think it was just watching it again and seeing those subtle things where it's like, you let your family die really hit Bruce in the right spot, because he wasn't only talking about the people in that building he couldn't protect, but he's like, Lex Luthor has somehow figured out who Batman is already. And he's like pushing Batman's buttons, right?
Mm.
Where he's like, you let your family die is the thing that like he needed to hear because he can't.
Crazy.
Because he's already Batman because he let his family die and he couldn't do anything, right? And, like, now he has the chance to do something because he's got the kryptonite, and he has the chance to do something because he's got these weapons to battle Superman, who's letting people die or, you know, going off the hinge. So, it was cool. I would definitely say if you have 3 hours to kill, it is 3 hours long, so
be ready for a journey. I normally have 3 hours to kill, but maybe in a few weeks I'll have time to watch it.
You should definitely check out the extended edition of Batman vs. Superman because I think it helped a lot of the plot holes, at least towards the beginning of the movie.
So. I will look for that.
Cool, there's our 10-second rant. Sorry about killing
second,
joke stuff.
10-second. Killing joke. It's a good movie.
I wouldn't pay to watch it.
You did.
Again.
Fair. So this is Set Sock.
I'm Kyle.
Hi. I think I am Kendrick. We never introduced at the beginning, did we?
I did.
Did you? Okay.
I
was distracted by
We didn't truck actually guy. Introduce ourselves. We said hi a lot of times, and then just truck guy tried to murder us.
Truck guy murdering us right now. I almost said sock.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Yeah.